four kinds of pious men render service unto me: the distressed, those desiring wealth, those who are inquisitive, and those who are desiring the absolute truth.
ये भारत श्रेष्ठ विपत्ति में पड़ेगा ज्ञान को चाहना भएका धन को चाहना भएका र ब्रह्म ज्ञान को भूमि में लाएगा कि चार प्रकार का पुण्यात्माहरूले मेरो सेवा गर्छन्.
Should we just read the purport in Pali? Just read the purport.
तात्पर्य श्रोताजी दुष्टता वा दुष्कृतिलाई मन नपराउने र दृढतापूर्वक शास्त्रीय विधि विधानको पालना गर्ने व्यक्तिहरूलाई पनि यहाँ छन्. यसरी शास्त्रीय विधि विधानलाई पालन गर्ने, नैतिक तथा सामाजिक नियमहरू अनुसरण गर्ने र थोरै धेरै परमेश्वरको भक्ति पनि गरिरहने व्यक्तिहरूलाई कुकृति भनिन्छ. यस्ता व्यक्तिहरू चार प्रकारका छन्, अर्थात् दुखित छन् वा दुखी हुन्छन्, जसलाई धनको खाँचो परेको छ, जिज्ञासु छन्, अनि जसलाई परम सत्यको ज्ञान छ. यी मानिसहरू विभिन्न परिस्थितिमा भगवत भक्तिमा आउँछन् तर यिनीहरू शुद्ध भक्त भने होइनन्, किनभने यी सबै विभिन्न परिस्थितिवश परमेश्वरको भक्ति गर्दछन् र त्यसका बदलामा आफ्ना कतिपय महत्त्वाकाङ्क्षाहरू पुरा गराउन चाहन्छन्. शुद्ध भक्ति निष्काम हुन्छ र त्यसमा कुनै भौतिक लाभको आकाङ्क्षा रहँदैन. भक्ति रसामृत सिन्धुको एक र एघारमा शुद्ध भक्तिको परिभाषा यसरी गरिएको छ: अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्म अनावृतम अनुपुण्येन कृष्णानु चिरनम भक्ति उत्तम. अर्थात् मानिसले कुनै दार्शनिक चिन्तन वा सकाम कर्मद्वारा भौतिक फल वा लाभ पाउने इच्छा नराखी अनुकूल भाव लिएर परमेश्वर कृष्णकै दिव्य प्रेम प्रेमा भक्तिमा संलग्न हुनुपर्दछ. यसलाई शुद्ध भक्ति भनिन्छ. जबी चार प्रकारका मानिसहरू परमेश्वरप्रति भक्ति राखेर उहाँ नजिक आउँछन् र शुद्ध भक्तिको भक्तको सङ्गत सङ्गति पाएर पूर्णतया शुद्ध हुन्छन् अनि तिनीहरू पनि शुद्ध भक्त हुन्छन्. जहाँसम्म दुष्ट दुष्कृतिहरूको कुरा छ, तिनीहरूका लागि भक्ति अत्यन्त कठिन साबित हुन्छ किनभने तिनीहरूको जीवन स्वार्थपूर्ण अनियमित तथा आध्यात्मिक लक्ष्यविहीन हुन्छ. तैपनि संयोग वा शुद्ध भक्तको सङ्गति प्राप्त गर्न सकेका खण्डमा तिनीहरूमध्ये केही शुद्ध भक्त नै पनि हुन सक्दछन्. जो सधैँ सकाम कर्ममा व्यस्त रहन्छन् तिनीहरू कुनै भौतिक आपत्ति पर्दा भगवान्सँग आउँछन् र शुद्ध भक्तको सङ्गतिमा रहन्छन् अनि यसरी विपत्तिवश भगवान्का भक्त बन्दछन्. जो केवल निराश छन् तिनीहरू पनि कहिलेकाहीँ शुद्ध भक्तिको सङ्गतिमा आउँछन् र ईश्वरका विषयमा जान्ने जिज्ञासा राख्दछन्. यसै गरी सूक्ष्म दार्शनिक चिन्तकहरू पनि ज्ञानका प्रत्येक क्षेत्रबाट हताश भएपछि कहिलेकाहीँ ईश्वरको विषयमा जान्न चाहन्छन् अनि भगवान्प्रति भक्ति गर्न थाल्दछन् र यसरी तिनीहरू निराकार ब्रह्म तथा अन्तर्यामी परमात्माको ज्ञानलाई पार गरी भगवत कृपा र उहाँका शुद्ध भक्तको सङ्गति पाएर साकार भगवान्का नजिक आइपुग्दछन्. समग्रमा भन्दा जब आर्त जिज्ञासु ज्ञानी तथा अर्थार्थी समग्र भौतिक इच्छाहरूबाट मुक्त हुन्छन् र भौतिक आसक्तिमा रहेर आध्यात्मिक उन्नति हुन सक्दैन भन्ने बुझ्छन् अनि तिनीहरू पनि शुद्ध भक्त बन्न सक्दछन्. जबसम्म यस्तो शुद्ध भक्तिको अवस्था प्राप्त हुँदैन तबसम्म भगवान्को दिव्य सेवामा लागेका भक्त पनि सकाम कर्ममा ओर्लेर सांसारिक ज्ञानको खोजीमा दौडन्छन्. तसर्थ शुद्ध भक्तिको अवस्था प्राप्त गर्न मानिसले यी सबै कुराहरूलाई पार गर्नुपर्दछ.
ॐ ज्ञानस्य चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यगुरुकृष्णं स्थापितं येन स्वयमुपकदामायां ददाति स्वापरान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतमिकमहं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं सजातं सहगनरागनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतां सावरूपां परिजनसहिता कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम्. Shri Radha Krishna Paramahansa Vinaya Vita Shri Vishakhandikam Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavane Shri Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Satitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Krishna Prithaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Satyachara Deshadharine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Kam karoti vachalam pangam mangayate girin tatkipa tamaham vani shigurundi natarani. So I hope you're all praying that we will speak in such a way that you can become more anya vilasita shunyam.
Maharaj Vananda, I agree that this is the very kind of government ago. See, Andro Aru, Icha Akansha Bhauti, Icha Akansha, they come by us.
So before this verse, we should also think about the previous verse. Right? Maya Pritagana Asuram Bhava Mashrita. Those miscreants who are foolish, grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, knowledge stolen by illusion, and who are atheists by nature, demons, don't surrender. One godbrother of mine, when he was distributing books, he would show people this verse. He said, these kind of people don't like this
book.
But I know you're not.
Yeah,
of course, nobody, very few people would want to say that. Some would probably want to say they were demons, but mostly nobody would want to say that they fall into that category. But anyone who doesn't surrender to Krishna, they fall into that. So what is it that we're afraid of? Why don't we just surrender
everything?
Another God brother of mine, Mahatma, he gives seminars about different topics, but he was asking devotees, what are you afraid of? Why don't you want to really surrender to
Krishna?
Somebody said, well, he might ask me to do something I don't want to do. Or he might tell me not to do something I want to do. Or he might take my money.
Thought they fear, they're there. But Krishna says, don't fear.
That's
the last thing he says, because that's natural,
we're fearing.
You know, maybe, you can think any reason why we're afraid. Why can't we just be on Yambilas?
So these four kinds, they'll come to Krishna to render some service. But then when they're not distressed anymore, they may forget Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. Now I have other things to do.
But
they pray to Krishna for money, then they get some money.
Some
are just inquisitive, they just want to know, you know, what is this all about.
Sometimes
they're looking for the
absolute truth.
So that it's all good, and you know, eventually, you know, realize, wow, Krishna is always giving me all this. Maybe I should
surrender.
Like Kaliya. Who knows who is Kaliya?
Kaliya?
What is Kaliya? But somehow his wives were devotees. And so the wives, they were always telling him, you should surrender to Krishna. But he never listened. But then after Krishna was dancing in his head, and he was not just dancing, he was smashing.
Said
the wives were thinking, well, Krishna's going to kill him, and then we don't have to worry about our husband anymore, we can just serve Krishna. But then Kaliya was knocked almost dead and he was vomiting and all the poison came out.
And
he's been trying to fight Krishna all this time, but with a thousand hands. So finally he realized, yeah, I better soon, and my wife is right.
So
Then the wives knew him very well, and they can see by his face that he was thinking to surrender. Then they prayed to Krishna, please don't kill him. And he surrendered.
He made
very nice prayers to Krishna. He said, it's very hard to change your nature. How many times do we think, no, I'm like this.
I get angry.
That's the way I am. But he said only by Krishna's grace it can change. So Prabhupada gives his first many times, Anya Abhilashita Sunyam, Jani Karma Jinabhanam, Anupuyana Krishna, Shivana Bhakti, Uchita. That one should render devotional service favorably and without desire for material profit. So in Bhagavad Gita, many times there's three or four verses that are really one thought. So the next verse says, Tesham Gyani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhaktir Pashishate Priyo Vigyana Nastarta Aham Sacha Mama Priya. One who is in full knowledge of me and always engaged in pure devotional service is the best.
I skipped one.
Then the next one is Teshan Gani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhakti Vishishite Priyo Vigyani Nastartam Aham Sacha Mama Priya. Then Udara Sarva Evaite, Gyani Twatma Eva Mematam, Aspita Sahi Yuktadma, Mam Evanutama Katim. That all these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls. That means anyone that approaches Krishna for any reason is that's good, very good. The demons never approach
Krishna.
But he says, one who is situated in knowledge of me is the best, just like myself. So we are all, we are approaching Krishna for whatever reason. Sometimes we want this, we want
that.
But we get terrified because we've accepted the process of
bhakti.
Taking shelter of the spiritual master.
And the
bhakti yoga process.
यो भक्ति योगको जुन प्रोसेस छ भनौँ न यो तरिका छ यसलाई हामीले हाम्रो जीवनमा उतार्यो भने हाम्रो लक्ष्य शुद्ध नभएता पनि हामी शुद्ध हुँदै जान्छौँ.
So we're getting purified automatically, but if we keep in the mind goal that we want this pure bhakti. Don't be afraid of Krishna. When we surrender to Krishna, everything becomes, even Maya starts to help us.
र हामीले भगवान् कृष्णको शरण पर्नुको लागि हामीले डराउनु पर्दैन. यसरी हामीले नडराइकन भगवान्को शरणमा पर्न सक्यो भने मायाले पनि हामीलाई मदत गर्नुहुन्छ.
Rupa Goswami prayed to Krishna. He said, my mind is like Kaliya.
Rupa Goswamiले चाहिँ प्रार्थनामा उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ अरे मेरो दिमाग चाहिँ कस्तो छ त भन्दाखेरि मन चाहिँ कस्तो छ त भन्दाखेरि कालिया सर्प जस्तै छ. तर भानी के भन्नुहुन्छ जसरी तपाईँले कालियाको सर्पको टाउको मानि यसरी नाच्नु भएको थियो लात्तीले हानि हानि मेरो दिमागलाई पनि त्यस्तै गरेर मनलाई पनि त्यसरी लात्ती हालेर कि पारिदिनुहोस्.
Most of us, when we pray to Krishna and people go to the church or the mosque and they say, oh please make my life now.
हामी धेरै जस्तो व्यक्तिले चाहिँ के कसरी प्रार्थना गर्दछौँ भगवान्को लागि भन्दाखेरि ओहो भगवान् मेरो जिन्दगी अझै सुखमय अझै आनन्दमय बनाइदिनु कम दुःख होला भनेर सोचिन्छ.
And the one that say your life will be perfect, you will never get sick, you will get so much money, your children will all become doctors and lawyers, that church becomes very popular.
र जुन चाहिँ मन्दिरमा चाहिँ के भनिन्छ अथवा मन्दिर अथवा चर्चमा चाहिँ हो तिमी चाहिँ एकदम सुख पाउँछौ, तिम्रो छोराछोरी एकदम राम्रोसँग पढ्छन्, इन्जिनियर डक्टर हुन्छन् लयर हुन्छन्, तिम्रो सबै राम्रो हुन्छ भने त्यस्तो समय सबैजना जान सक्छ.
And people are afraid of Krishna because they think he's going to take away of
them.
But they pray to Shiva and they think Shiva will give me
something.
But Krishna only takes away what's bad for us.
तर अनि उनीहरूले चाहिँ कृष्णका अथवा विष्णुका जान चाहिँ डराउँछन् किन भन्दा उहाँले हर्नुहुन्छ हरि. तर कृष्णले चाहिँ कस्तो कुरा हर्नुहुन्छ त हरिले भन्दाखेरि हामीलाई जुन कुरा नराम्रो छ फोहोर कुरा छ नि त्यो कुरा चाहिँ हामीबाट हर्नु
गर्नुहुन्छ. Couple of bags on their shoulders and one in each hand, like that. We're trying to carry around all these material desires. It's very difficult.
र यो भौतिक इच्छा आकांक्षाहरू जुन चाहिँ हाम्रा छन् ती चाहिँ एकदम खतरनाक पनि छन् एकदम गरुङ्गो पनि छ. जसरी कोही व्यक्ति हामीले एयरपोर्टमा जाँदाखेरि देखिन्छ इन्डिया जाँदाखेरि उनीहरूले कति सामान लिएर गएको हुन्छन् एउटा डकुमेन्ट लेखेको हुन्छन् यता पनि झुन्डा हुन्छन् उता पनि झुन्डा हुन्छन् उनीहरूको इच्छा आकांक्षा थियो तर त्यसले गर्दा कति दुःख पाउँछन्. त्यस्तै गरेर हाम्रो भौतिक चाहनाहरूले पनि हामीलाई धेरै दुःख दिइरहेको छ.
भगवद्गीताको
अर्को श्लोकमा भनिएको छ कि जो भक्त भक्तहरूलाई जुन कुरा चाहिँ चाहिन्छ त्यो चाहिँ भगवान्ले क्षमा गरेर भनौँ न अथवा राखिदिनुहुन्छ र जुन कुरा चाहिँ उनीहरूको लागि खतरनाक छ त्यो कुरा चाहिँ भगवान्ले हर्नुहुन्छ. र त्यस्तै गरेर भगवद्गीतामा अर्को ठाउँमा पनि भगवान्ले भन्नुहुन्छ सबै कुरा मलाई शरण गर र त्यसको लागि तिमी सङ्कोच नलियो
नगर
म तिम्रो चाहिँ अवश्य पनि सुरक्षा गर्नेछु.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
You're all surrendered already, but it's a never ending process. this verse is describing